The Escher Quartet will be performing at the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday, October 27th, joined by award-winning Jamaican-American violist Jordan Bach. And it's such a pleasure to have Jordan on the line. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Judith, for having me.
I'm just wondering what it is like for you coming into a group that is already so well established. They were founded in 2005 and there's only been one personnel change in all that time. What is it like to fit into that kind of close-knit musical environment?
It's a really unique experience coming into an already established string quartet and performing with them as a guest. It's very much an inside scoop from my perspective of understanding how they work as an ensemble, the particular things that they pay attention to from a repertoire standpoint, all of the various dialogues, you know, how they might think about intonation, sound quality. And then also, you know, something that I'm able to add is, you know, my own inspirations and influences that might be different from them and corners that I might pick up in the music that they might have already, okay, established, or we might have a second look at that to see what kinds of differences we can make with the sound. So it's actually really a unique experience in both conversation and dialogue and trying things out all together.
So the first of the viola quintets you'll be joining them for, Dvorak's American String Quintet. So he was a great advocate, as we know, for the development of an indigenously American classical music. And yet, in a way, he struggled to define that. How would you say that he has made the string quintet have an American flavor?
I find that it's all in the sound. Especially this beginning, you know, this beautiful viola quintet is in E-flat major. I think the types of intervals that he uses and the use of what we call pentatonic scales and really making that part of his music and thinking of the influence of when he was in the United States. There's a whole lot of experiences that he had gotten himself from being in the country and hearing so many different types of music and especially from African-American spirituals. But it's a really amazing piece because I find that it ties both that bohemian gestures and rhythm with this pentatonic openness of what we consider to be the American sound.
And then the Brahms string quintet, his second one. He obviously loved the viola, if you think of the very late sonatas that he wrote, and then particularly the adagio movement for this quintet with the wonderful way he highlights the timbre of the violas. Tell me about the experience of playing that from the inside.
It's interesting and also a very unique perspective for me because I've actually played this quintet on both parts. And so on this, I'm exploring from a different dimension as the second violist next to Pierre, who is going to be playing viola one. It's fascinating, of course, to be able to play that melody and to give such a beautiful opening to that slow movement and all of the different rubati that he writes in and the dialogues that he has with the other lower string instruments. But from the viola two perspective, it's so much of the interesting undercurrent rhythms that I get to bring out, giving my own sound in a different way to support the first viola.
This is going to be a gorgeous program. It's the Escher Quartet, joined by award-winning violist Jordan Bach. It's on Sunday, October 27th at 5:30 at Shriver Hall next to the BMA. There's more information at shriverconcerts.org. We so look forward to hearing you, Jordan. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me and really looking forward.